we will reap if we do not lose heart. So he's saying that be patient. If you are sowing to the flesh, you reap corruption. If you are sowing to the spirit, you reap everlasting life. And I'm saying, so let's not get tired while doing good. Of course, doing good is you are sowing where? To the spirit. Okay? For in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So what it implies, therefore, is as you are sowing to your spirit by the fast that we did, for example, the daily Bible readings that we are doing, attending conferences like Messiah's Love and being in attendance, things like that, God is saying that there's a reward for it. Praise God. Okay? So, and sometimes, because, of course, God does not work within our time. Sometimes, by our time, this reward can come now, can be instantaneous. Sometimes it's a year, sometimes it's 5 years, sometimes it's 10 years from now. But God is saying that as long as you reap, you sow to your spirit, there is certainty that you will reap everlasting life as a result of that. Okay, so I want you to, every time you are coming to church, every time you have opportunity to engage in spiritual activities like this, let that be in your heart. That is not for nothing. Praise God. How many of you have asked yourself that? How is this going to church and stuff? What's the point? No, sincerely. Has anybody? Okay, one person, two. Yeah. Don't worry, you're not a sinner if you have asked yourself before. I some of you spaces. It doesn't make you a sinner. It's good to ask questions like that. Okay? Because what it does is it forces you to move away from just doing Christianity in your head. The excitement to finding out, okay, am I even holding on to the real thing? I was having a conversation with somebody recently, and I was saying that sometimes I check myself that, God, am I still following you? Hope my heart is not deceiving me. And I've learned that the way God answers me is that he tells me about very minor sins, not big sins. I don't use big sins to judge it. For example, recently, I was asking God, God, I hope my heart is still with you. I hope I'm still following you. Please, let me know. And how did I get my response? There was something on my table. It was a glass on my table. And I felt the Holy Spirit tell me, take that thing off that table, it will break. And I didn't take it off. And then I went into the room. By the time I came out of the room, my wonderful children had done the job of the Holy Ghost. And they've broken it. Now, that simple exchange. So first thing I said was, thank you, Jesus. Now, if I was thanking God for the broken glass, but no, I was thanking God that I still have a connection with him, that he can tell me basic things. Praise God. So it's good to question yourself that, okay, how is our going to church? What is the end? Is it going to profit me? Because sometimes some of you look at some of your mates that are not going to church, and it's like their life seems better than your life. You look at it. Maybe they have more money than you. Maybe they're even better schools than you. It looks like their life has some more excitement than your life-ish. And then so it's good to question. So what you're doing is, hope I'm not just carried away by activity. Or am I exactly holding on to the real thing? So I've come to tell you that as long as you are sowing to your spirit, which is these things you are doing, you're coming to church, you're praying, you're reading the Bible, God is saying that he will not be mocked because you will reap. There's something he's going to give you as a result. He's going to everlasting life. Now, this is not just talking about when you get to heaven. Praise God. It's not just talking about heaven, because everlasting life starts as soon as you come into Christianity. Okay, for God so loved the world, I gave a little bit of son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. So it's like living life. So, thank God mentioned that you should not be comparing your life to others. So even times when your mind roams and you're comparing yourself to others that particularly are not even Christians, you must remind yourself that you are living everlasting life and they are the one missing out. They are the one that you need to quickly save them, because all the material things will not save them in the end. Praise God. So I need to just mention that. So let's quickly go to Ephesians 2. The scripture that Let me read. I think it's verse 10. Yeah. For his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So like the analogy she gave, if you have ever built, say, sand castle before, how many of you have been to the beach and you built a sand castle, that thing you build on your leg? How do people play with these days? How do you play? You don't play. Yeah. You're just very serious. Wow. How do you play, Kingsley? Normal play. What's normal play? So what's normal play? You shout, jump up and down. You watch TV. You draw. Okay. How do you play? Do you play games? You play games. Okay. How do you play? Okay. Eh? You play Ludo. Okay. That asked me. What's your name? How am I forgetting everybody's name today? Devladi, how do you play? You don't play. Eh? You do play games on your phone. Candy Crush. Kind of thing. Okay. Who wants to tell me? How do you play? Because this is how we play. That's how we used to play. So I'm wondering, if you've not done sand castle, what kind of play do you people play? Games, okay, maybe just play games on your phone or something, right? That's like the major play. Games on your phone, chess, TV, that's how you relax. Okay, yeah. Sorry, eh? Because that means you guys don't know how to do tinko, ten, skipping, what's this one? Yeah. Okay, you call it suwe. You guys don't know those things. Such a life. Eh? Suwe mola. Such a life. Okay, so I was saying that. So if you've ever done that, you go to the beach, you can put your leg into the sand, you pack a little sand, and then you build, you put just like that basic level is that just pour plenty of sand on your leg. By the time you remove your feet from it, there is a hole. That's your door into the house. Do you get? That's like basic warm apartment that you can do. Now, some people now do big bone ones. They will do a full castle. There's fence. There's all that. Now, when you are doing that, before you started building, you have an idea of what you wanted to build. Or even if you are doing Lego. You guys do Lego. Did you do Lego? Aye. Wow. Okay, so if you are playing with Legos, Legos is that thing that you attach like it. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Okay, let's say you want to draw orange. Okay. You just draw a circle with orange. Eh? So let's say you want to draw orange. Now, you will not make the edges sharp. Yeah, I want to, do you understand? Because in your mind, you know that orange is round. So the way you hold your pencil, you go round. You're not doing square. Because you know there's no square involved in that. So, for God, for we are his workmanship, there's a plan in God's mind that he can see. Okay? That he can see. Created in Jesus for good works. Now, the reason why he has that plan is because it is good. Okay? He's going to do a good thing. That's where she was talking about how the ultimate is that we become like Christ. But we now have specific things to do. Okay? So God's ultimate is that workmanship, you that is building, you're going to do a good thing in Jesus. Praise God. Went somewhere. Which God prepared before we should walk, that we should walk in them. So God had prepared this thing that he sees, just the way you have seen the orange you are trying to draw. And then he now begins to draw them. Now imagine if I give you, what's this thing called? That these things that you can use to make mold stuff. It's not clay. There's a name they call them. Can't remember. Okay. But so let me use clay. So you have clay. I give you clay. And I say, make a tunnel. Make a tunnel with this clay. But you have never seen what a tunnel is. Or let me say, make a zaja. Do you know what a zaja is? Who knows what zaja is? Answer is yes or no now. Do you know what the zata is? Eh? You know. You know what the zata is? Okay, so I give you a clay. And I say, make zata from this clay. And then you start working. Now, your spirit now comes out of your body. And is now watching you. Working. What do you think your spirit will be telling you? What are you doing? Do you even know what you're supposed to be building? So you don't have an idea of what you're supposed to be building. You've not seen it before. And then you are working with the clay. To what end? You think that by mistake, you'll be able to create Zacha. But guess what? Zacha is actually nothing. It does not exist. So you'd have wasted resource. You'd have wasted time, energy, doing rubbish. You now come, maybe make sheep. You say, I named the sheep Chacha. But I didn't ask you to make Zacha. Nothing. So you see that there is a thing there that we can learn from God, in that God can see what he wants us to be. And then he begins to create us in that direction. So the question, however, now is, can we see what God wants us to be? Because if we cannot see it, then we cannot live in that direction. Praise God. So what I want to speak with us about today is the gift of sight. The gift of sight. So when we can see, it is easier for us to now walk in it. Because sometimes, like she was saying, God does not give you a undo. But God has given Elizabeth undo. And you are forcing yourself to want to get undo. When his plan, your good works, is saucer. So you are now focused on how to get undo rather than how to lift. Well, check your weight. Is your weight enough to carry a teacup? So you are focusing on how to get undo, and you've forgotten that there is saucer. Let me bring you home, for example. Very general example. Your friends, by electricity service, everybody's organizing party. There's VS in school. Everybody's doing party. And then somehow, maybe God likes you so much and the devil does not have your time. They did not invite you to the electricity party. I said God likes you and the devil does not have your time. Because if the devil has your time, they'll invite you. Now, that itself is perspective. And that's where I'm going today. Now, they did not invite you to VS. And then he's pinning you. Like, they invited all the 26 people in the class, minus me. Why didn't they invite me to VS? Am I a bad person? You go home, you look at the mirror. Are you that bad? But I did talk my well. I thought I could be in the exam hall. You begin to worry. Then you begin to cry. Handkerchief, you wipe your eyes. What's wrong with you? Nothing. You go to your pillow. You lie down. You cry. Kata is coming. You are crying. The next morning, you have malaria. And then you call one of them that you thought was your friend. Timmy, I thought you were my friend. I thought we were close. You did not invite me for voluntary service. The reason why you were longing for voluntary service is because you've forgotten that you're a saucer. VS attendance is not in your life plan. It's not in the plan of God's, how God is making you. Because you know the jam that will be jammed at VS. Oh, you want them to come and say, Pastor, come and pray for us. So you pray and say, Father, in Jesus' name, we start this VS in your name. And then DJ goes, King, King, DJ Wale Bule. Just after everybody has said amen. That's nonsense. Till tomorrow, I've not attended my secondary school's reunion. What do I want to do? I saw a video. Now, this scripture sometimes looks like a lie. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Is Elon Musk abiding in Jesus? Is he bearing fruit? Praise God. So you see that if you do not even know what fruit imply, Elon Musk is bearing fruit. So Jesus was lying when he was saying that without him, you can do nothing. Because would you say Elon Musk is doing nothing? Is Bill Gates doing nothing? Answer me now. Eh? Is Bill Gates doing nothing? They are doing something in the scheme of life. But by God's perspective, God's sight that we are praying for today, we see clearly that Elon Musk is not doing anything. Everything he has done does not count. Bill Gates, all the good deed he's doing, solving malaria, is good work. We thank God for him. But as far as God is concerned, he's still nothing. Now, that is a difficult thing to see. Praise God. It's difficult to accept that Bill Gates is doing nothing. But Jesus cannot lie now. So that it therefore means that there is a way Jesus sees that we must come to see. Because some of you, I can see the struggle in your heart that do nothing. Praise God. But it's by sight. Because when you that's one reason why I like to read the Gospels. When you hear the way Jesus talk, if you were there those days, you'd have stoned him too. Like, how can you come and say to people, if you don't eat my flesh and you don't drink my blood, there's nothing for you. You don't have life. How can you say that to people that knew how you grew up? Like, you just say something like that and they walk away. How can you say things like that? Like, this guy, he doesn't have local. But eventually, we are finding out that what they're saying is true. So Jesus is saying that, so there's a way Jesus sees that we must also come to see things and see life. The moment we can get this seeing thing clearly, one of the things that you find out is that some things you're always angry about, some things that cause you sadness. Pastor Kenny talked about broken heart one time. Something that break your heart, they will not mean anything to you anymore. Because you now interpret them in the line of what God has shown you about your life. And then you realize that, it's not such a big deal. Praise God. Praise God. But you know what is true? I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. It's true. So all the great men but are not abiding in him and are doing something, we are saying that their 100% is actually zero. And that's a scary thing. Because you've used up all your life for zero. Like that thing, I say build Zacha. That's exactly what happened. You are building Zacha. But that doesn't exist. So you come up with a ship. Wow. This ship is a good medium of transportation. People start using it. But it still is nothing. Because that is not the assignment I've given you. Hallelujah. It's like when you use your teeth to open Coke. You know? The job of your teeth is not to open it, but it's working. Now, because it's working doesn't mean your teeth was created to do that. Because you find that eventually, that if you do that consistently, your teeth will now begin to damage. Praise God. You can use spoon. You can use it to scoop water and pour it in your body. Will it work?
It's work.
Is that what it's created for? No. But it will work. So by it's working, doesn't mean it's working. Praise God. Because we will define working based on when we know that spoon is to scoop things into your mouth. Praise God. So when you can, we already know what spoon is for, then we can accurately discern and interpret the use of spoon. So when somebody else uses it in another way, we can now say, nah, this thing is wrong. That's why some people have been carried away by winds of doctrines because of inability to even understand why this thing was even made. Praise God. It's like when people say that, pastor, one thing. When people fail to even understand what is the context of pastor, you find that even Christians will now begin to say, I'm not really a pastor person like that. I just go to church. Because you don't even see yourself. So one of the things that seeing and knowing this thing will do is that you are able to clearly stand for the things you believe. It's not just an idea in your head. You know, like I just said about Elon Musk and Bill Gates, they're doing so much good in the world. We thank God for them. But if you don't give your life to Christ, they're doing zacha. Nothing. Nothing. Praise God. So, you may have eyes to see, but if you don't see what you ought to see, it means that you are blind. Praise God. So everybody is seeing. But the concept of seeing is that you are seeing well. That is why sometimes medically, some people, when they go and do medical checkup, they realize that they are almost blind. Like, they've been using their eyes normally. But by the time they now go and do medical, they go to the optician, yeah? Optician that does eyes now. Right? Okay, so now you realize that, there's this thing in your eyes. How have you been alive? This your eyes should have blown. Because the person thought they've been seeing, but they've been dying. Praise God. Okay, so the kind of seeing is, the reason why you can say you can see is because you can see me accurately. You can see my head. My head is not upside down. If my head's upside down and you can see my head upside down, that means you're not seeing well, even though you are seeing something. So, what defines that you can see is that you see accurately. That you are seeing well. You are seeing how you should see. So you find out that there are fellow Christians that are blind. But more importantly, we must check ourselves that, am I sure I'm not blind as well? Because how did we get to a point where people would say, I'm gay and I'm a Christian? Praise God. How is that possible? Like saying, I'm Satan's boy, but I want to preach being born again. The Bible says a kingdom divided against itself. It can't work. It can't work. So if you now, guess what? I have Christian friends that actually believe that you can be a Christian and gay. Now, they are not gay, but they think that it's okay for a Christian to be gay if they want to be. That's how they were made. How did they get there? Inability to see right, so they have become blind. They are seeing, but they are seeing upside down. So because they're not seeing the way they should see, that's blindness. We now need to pray that they will see well. Praise God. So you see that not seeing well makes you begin to accept things that are not. It's not so bad. You are beginning to go blind. Because when you are saying something is not so bad, it already means that there's something wrong. Because is that good or bad? Is that godly or not? Praise God. So that you will not fall into the ditch or make others fall into the ditch. That is why we are looking at this conversation. You must be seeing something or someone. Now let's go to Genesis 13. I'm going to read on verse 14 quickly. And the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, westward. For all the land which you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants could also be numbered. Now this happened after Lot had, and God had been promising Abraham. God now told him, guy, come out. And that place where God told him to come out to see the skies, to look, to count the stars, Why? There's something about sight. If you can see it, you can stay in it. If you can see it, you can stay in it. So God called him out. Come, look at the north, look at the south, look at the east and the west. I will give it to you. Because the promises God were making to Abraham were not realistic. By our terms, people were living in that land. It's like God telling Chinedu that. Chinedu, I'm going to give you the whole of America. From after a while, people in America will be called Chiniduans. Because that will be their identity. Does it look like a possibility? Like, okay, how do you want to plan it? Okay, Chinedu will go to America. You're going to start living in Los Angeles. Then you give birth. Okay. Then his child will grow up and then give birth. How does it want to happen? How does he want to? It doesn't sound logical. But if God now takes him and then shows him in the spirit a map of the United States, and then he says, look at that map, look at that small side, because from his angle, it's actually small. And he says, look at that small piece of America. Okay? This is an idea of how it's going to happen. By the time he wakes up, there's possibility in his heart that, okay, they're going to be called Chiniduans. That's interesting. So next time he's Googling America and saying, ah, this is my people. Why? Perspective has changed. Yes, sir. Because he can now see possibility. So when we are blind, when we can't see, one of the things that vision does for us, vision is a present-day capture of a future reality. So for every one of us now, God is taking us somewhere. There's a life God wants us to have. There's a plan God has for us. But have you caught a glimpse of it? Have you caught a glimpse of it? Because every time we come to church, at least for me, every time I come to church and I'm under administration, it's like I always see my life. I only catch a glimpse of my life. Something pastor says, something, I always catch a glimpse of my life. I now begin to arrange my life in that direction. So every time the word of God comes like this, you must be able to see your life in it. You must be able to have an idea. Okay, God is going to make you the greatest teacher the world has ever known. For example, is it possible? Yes. Can you believe it immediately? Maybe not. But as you stay with it, one day your eyes will open and you will see yourself as teacher, great teacher of the world, such that even though you are sitting home lesson with one child that does not want to listen, you know that I am the greatest teacher ever. And you carry that complex. Praise God. Because you can now see it. So we need to be able to capture our future now. Because if we don't see it, how do you want to decide the steps to take? For example, a person that God has shown you in your dream, for example. Now, God will not always speak to everybody like that. But let me give you an example. God has shown you in your dream that you're going to be a medical doctor. Maybe the person that will find the cure to cancer or something. God has shown you your dream repeatedly. You've seen it like that consistently. And then, first year, you tried jam, medicine. Jam, no give you jam. Second year, you tried medicine. Jam, refused to give you jam. I mean, they refused to give you admission. And then third year, you begin to consider, okay, maybe I should just go and do computer science. Like, they're giving people computer science admission. Now, what has happened is that you've lost sight of something. And then you are trying to choose another thing. Okay? Now, if, as I about to make that decision, God now shows you again that this is the plan. How many of you have had what is called a deja vu experience before? It's just English word, but like, you are in a place, somebody says something, and you're like, okay, this happened to me before. Happens to me a lot. That's one of the ways God helped me know I'm in the place I'm supposed to be. Now, sometimes I see before it happens. and then okay. And sometimes it's while I'm in it that it just happens, like, okay, I saw this in a dream. Or I've had this experience before. That kind of thing. Now, why God wants us to have an idea of where he's taking us. We can't be living life blind. You can't be living life blind. That's why I was saying that. So even sometimes when you don't have the answer, you might be able to ask questions. You're going to beggar. You don't know the way. Please, where's the way to beggar? You want to choose a course for jam. You don't know. Don't just go and do mini, mini, mani, mo. Father has a donkey. Donkey died. Father died. Mini, mini, mani, mo. Ask questions. You go to Joshua and say, please, I've been having difficulty in choosing. They will now ask you some questions. Find an idea and then say, why not choose this one? Direction again. Praise God. Vision is also the capacity to download God's current and future intentions. Vision is the capacity to download God's current and future intentions. Now, like we mentioned, so there's a masterpiece God wants to build. Now, some of you, your masterpiece will be made with wood. They will chisel it out here and there. Some made with clay. Some is an artwork. Okay? All of us, the masterpiece God is making with us is different. Okay? So when we can see where is God taking my life currently and future, because most times we focus so much on the future, but we forget that it is the little drops of water now that makes the mighty ocean. So it is the actions I'm taking now that determines whether I will even enter that future. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, when God was telling Jeremiah that before you were formed in your mother's womb, I have known you. Okay? Why did God now tell him that? Because he was complaining that me, I'm a small boy. God now told him that, guy, before you were born, I have already ordained you a prophet. Now, if Jeremiah decided still not to speak God's word, we wouldn't know Jeremiah as a prophet. Praise God. So God has an intention for you. There's an end. But the way you get to that end is by how you take your steps now. Little steps you take now, the excellence you put in your work now, the hard work you put in your work now, the integrity you use now, all those little things begin to add up. Don't wait, I want to blow. Okay, what is blowing in your hand now? Praise God. The plate that your mom gave you to wash, is it breaking? You're the one who is breaking plates. Praise God. It's not, don't take it like one of those things. Why are you the one always breaking plates? So you now consciously decide that the plan God has for me is that the things in my hands will be kept. I shouldn't be breaking plates. What that informs in your prayer now is that you now, when you are washing plates, you now do it carefully. So before you used to break 10 per day, next time you break like 6, like, oh, progress. You break like 3. Hopefully your plate has not finished by that time. But there's now progress. Eventually, you wash 1 week straight, no plate broken. Wow. 2 weeks straight, no glass was broken. That is what it means by taking the future. Now, that is now a pattern. I can say the things in your hands will always live. But if God has promised that, don't worry, in your hands, businesses will thrive, they will grow. But you are breaking plates. Praise God. So you would convert that word and begin to apply it to now. Things in my hands will thrive. Every time you come home, and everywhere is dirty. You don't just walk in and go and lie down your bed. Dirty, everywhere is messed up. Things in your hands will thrive. This room is not thriving. You put it in place. You are taking that word and you are converting it to how to live now. Because guess what? If you cannot arrange your room properly, you cannot arrange your life properly. Your life will be everywhere. You'll be scattered. Your mind, everything just everywhere. And then people like that, you easily get overwhelmed because there's a lot of uncoordinated things in your mind. That's why you find out that when you, some of you that maybe have done it before, when you declutter your room and you clean up the place, it feels like there's fresh air, like there's more air. and there's more sun. Uh-huh. So why can't you believe like that every time? Praise God. So you will interpret this future word. You interpret it into how can I live now? If you're a person that you always slam door at your parents, for example, and God has told you that you're going to be the greatest parent ever. You're going to show the world the new way of parenting. But now you're always slamming door at your parents. There's a possibility that that word will not come to pass over your life. But next time you want to slam door, you calm down and say, mommy's upset. And then you go back and apologize. What you are doing is you're now beginning to first understand how why your parents are upset. You are correcting your attitude in that direction. And then you are becoming a parent yourself. Because you are now seeing their perspective. And then that word that God has planned will now come to pass. So don't be so future-minded that you don't even see how that future applies in your present. Praise God. Vision is how you see things. How you see things. And I think I emphasized that a lot at the beginning. How you see things is very important. For example, working. It's possible for you to believe that you're a Christian, you always have favor, you don't need to work. There are Christians like that. Favor Lumashi. I'm not going to the labor market, I'm going to the favor market. All those things. Interesting words. But favor is good. God, but we've been taught in this house that favor is a result of a life that you live. So, a person that has a perspective that I don't have to work, for example, there's something in how the person is seen. Because God intends, now, God's purpose for you is prosperity. God wants you to have money. God doesn't want you to be poor. That's what I mean. Okay? Now, the amount of money is his discretion. But God wants you to have money. Now, God will not be doing a miracle for you every day. Praise God. God won't always supply miracle. Like, you all go to church. Ah, guy, I just write a check for you, 25K. I just see my give you. As you are going at that auction, you meet another person. Ah, I've been looking for you all these days. 50K. Poof. Just the one. Monday, as you enter the bus, there's somebody who has position by your side. Ah, guy, is your name Tunji? Ah, yes. Ah, I've been looking for you. God says I should give you 30K. And that's how you live life. It cannot happen. Because the plan of God is not to sustain you by miracles. Praise God. It's to sustain you by a system of life. Now, work is one of those systems of life. So work is a guaranteed system that God can always funnel funds to you. Praise God. So when you see work in that perspective as is one funnel, is a guaranteed funnel, that God will always use this one to pike money down to me. Now, once in a while, that 25K windfall will jam you. That 50K windfall. In fact, God can even make them promote you at work so that you can have more money. Praise God. But that work is a funnel God is using to supply for you. Hallelujah. Sometimes, the funnel can be your parents, can be, but work is good. So when you meet somebody that say work is not, is sometimes is lack of faith. Because don't you think the God that supplies for the birds of the hair without them working, can't he supply for you without working? They'll use the Bible to interpret it for you. But work is not a bad thing. It's how you see. Those that say you can be gay or homosexual, how they see. How they see has become colored. These days, two Christians are supporting that there's nothing wrong in cohabiting. How they see. How you see, I'm wearing a clear glass. If I wear a yellow glass, what happens? Everybody becomes yellow. Though I'm seeing, I cannot accurately tell the colors of your shirts because I am seeing through a yellow lens. So how do you see clearly? You must see clearly by the word of God. The word of God will be how you see. For those of you that are very, very active on social media, you must be careful. One of you that will talk about being media-wise. But be careful about how you engage things like that and how you make decisions based on things you see. Praise God. Let's read Proverbs 9, verse 18 as we wrap up. Who's there? Proverbs 29, 18. It's a very popular scripture that says that when there's no vision, you will perish. So when you can't see. Finally, now if you don't have a vision or a scene for your life, you will find out that you are living the life of another person. Praise God. Know that everything we see on social media, on the news, there is an agenda. There is a way they want you to behave. Many years ago, the I think it was director, it's called the president of MTV, MTV Base. He was telling, was on national TV, and was saying that he owns the youth. He said it. He said he owns the youth. Why? Because I decide how they think. And what does he do? MTV Base. He decides the music they listen to. So he knows that as long as you consume what he puts out, he has an idea of the way your mind is. Do you understand? And he can come out and use songs to push a particular agenda. So you now find that you think you are living your life, but you are living the MTV basis guy's life. Because you have not even seen where your own life is going. But you'll be deceived to think you are making your decisions yourself. It was Twitter that made it for you. Because that is how, that is what is in your heart. But when you can check and say, ah, this decision I want to make, it does it tally with how, am I seeing right? Totally with how God have me see, then you can now make a decision that is kingdom oriented. Hallelujah. Because you just find out that you've lived your life for somebody else and your own life is just waiting untouched. I was just saying that sometimes some people will come to him, by the time we go to heaven, and then some of their work, they've done work, but they will run the work through fire and everything will be burnt because it was not their job. It was not the work he sent them to do in the first place. Let's bow our heads to pray. I want to just talk to God. I said, Lord, teach me to see right. Help me see what you want to make of my life. Help me see what you want to make of my life. Help me see what you want to make of life. A person of integrity. A person of truth. The masterpiece you are building. Help me see it, Lord. Help me see it. Help me see it. So that I can walk in it. And help me be able to begin to walk in it now. Help me see accurately how to apply that person, that masterpiece you are building. How I can begin to live it now. In my engagement with my parents, in my engagement in school, with my siblings, with life. Help me begin to live that masterpiece. Help me begin to live that masterpiece now. Just like what I see my father do, I do. Help me see what you are doing in me so that I can begin to live like that as well. Help me not be swayed by the other things around me that I'm seeing. Help me not be swayed by these things. Help me live by the vision you are implanting in my heart. The vision that you are putting in my heart. That vision of a person of truth, of a person of God, of a person that will carry light. I don't want my light to be darkness. Let my light be light indeed. Let me be seen truly. Help me see well. Help me see well. Any decision I've made as a result of wrong sight, Jesus, please help me make corrections. Conclusions I've made as a result of seeing wrongly, help me begin to correct them and begin to make appropriate decisions according to the visions you are putting in my heart. Help me stay in this vision. Help me not go depressed. Help me not feel unworthy. Help me not feel unworthy. Help me stay with this vision and live my life based on it. Help me, Father. Help me, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God.
Keep on clapping. Keep on clapping. Amen. Amen. That was so great and powerful. I don't know. You know, this words, these two words, I really want you to I really want you to listen to them again. You see, that thing we always say, go back to the message. It's a very simple thing, you know. And at times it's too simple, you know. Typically, if you tell people that if I come and say, let's do another fasting, you know, some people might be more excited. But the simplistic thing of saying, listen to it again, that one usually catches people unawares. It's too simple. You know, praise God. Are you with me? You know. The nature of God is that God is usually too simple for men. That's the issue of when Paul was talking about what the Jews or the Gentiles want or the Greeks want. The Jews seek a sign. The Jews want miracle. Are we together? Praise God. Meaning the Jews, if in this context, you're a Jew, if you like power, you know, you want power manifestation, that's the one you want. The Greeks seek knowledge. They want to hear deep things. You know. But you will find power in God. You also find deep things in God, but that's fundamentally not where God is. Huh? God has put himself in simple things. One, because he's a master, but the other thing is that because he wants to purposely make a point that he's not like men. Are we together? You see, men are offensive to God. According to men, some of you should not have a chance at life. You get. There are places now that you enter that just because you can't speak good English, they will try and exclude you. You know what I'm talking about now? That's how men are. But that kind of thing is very offensive to God. And so, none of us has any excuse to not become what God will have us become. Are you listening to me? No, I'm talking to you. Are you listening? Again. Nobody has any excuse. You know. Because you have the Holy Spirit. Number two, the Word of God is very simple. Are we together? So I pray that you would, or my wish for you is that you will learn how to be simple and pick simple things. Some of you, that's what you're struggling with. You don't know how to be simple. You get. Can we thank Mr. Imo once again? Praise God. You know, let me say something else. When God is a builder, everybody say builder. Or God is a farmer, everybody say farmer. What that means is that God is a process person. Are we together? It was easier for your parents and generations past to work with God because they also understood the process of life, even to a bad level. So some of your parents now, they might have a mindset of, is after I've worked for 55 years in civil service, you know, that's when I now build house. You know, because that's the bad, that's carrying that into the extreme. But the point is that it was easier for them to work with God because they had this mindset of process. They understood that things came step by step. Are we together? Are you with me? Nowadays, people don't want process. People actively revolt against process. Some of you now, you are worried that you don't have a car. Do you get my point? If they will finish university, already worried. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You know, even in fashion, everything that you are engaging with is lack of process. And so if you're not properly trained, you might not know it, but one of the things that when you are a trained person with God, you can stand up. You can stand up. Don't allow the sleep take you. When you are trained by God, one of the things you will see is that you will see many. So that you won't block. Please, this is a training place. So one of the things that you would see is that you see many Christians that don't want process, even down to entering into diabolical things. You know, these days you see Christians that don't want to pray but want to flow in gift of the Spirit. You know, are we together? You know, so because we live in such times, there's a despising of the process of God. Amen. People are looking for quick fix. Tell me the three things that I can do in the next 6 months. Power, you know, I'll blow out, you know. Amen. Amen. But thank God that he does not change. We thank God that he's stable. Even though we are living in a fast-paced generation, I mean, that's what we say. It's a fast-paced generation. As far as God is concerned, his own process is intact. So, you need to learn how to do the right things at the right time. Praise God. What did I say? Do the right things at the right time. There's a time for everything. Amen. There's a time for everything. We get. You know, for example, Mr. Amor was talking about vision and how you need to see. Praise God. Vision and how you need to see. You know, the time for vision is now. Praise God. Are you with me? God is meant to start shifting your hearts and formulating it. If you are earning 500,000 naira now, I will not say automatically that you are okay. Praise God. Huh? Why? Because that's not what this time is for. If it happens, that's extra. This time is for vision. Your heart needs to start catching glimpses of God's mind. Praise God. That's what will separate you from the world. It's what's in your heart that you will become. Are you with me? What did I say? It's what is in your heart that you will become. You get. And that's why you don't, you know, that's why, you know, you don't judge. Remember, I'll say it in a more stylish way so that let's go to Habakkuk 2. Habakkuk 2. Go to the previous verse. That's the last verse of chapter 1. Go back. Go back. Go back, maybe like 10 or something. Go back. Okay, let me not just go to chapter 2. Verse 1. I will stand my watch and set myself on the ramparts. Look, let's switch to Amplified. I will stand at my guard posts and station myself on the tower. And I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what answer I will give as his spokesman when I am reproved. Verse 2. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly on clay tablets so that the one who reads it will run. For the vision is yet for the appointed future time. It hurries towards the goal of fulfillment. It will not fail. Even though it delays, wait patiently for it, because it will certainly come. It will not delay. Praise God. Now, Habakkuk had an issue with God. Some things were happening that he didn't like in his life or in the nation, right? Which is what was happening in chapter 1. And what he resolved to do, I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to go to God. I'm going to see God's face. and I will wait for him to answer me. Are we together? And then God came and said, okay, you know what? I've come. I now write the vision. Why? Because that vision is for an appointed time. Are you awake? Are you awake? Are you awake? Okay. The way I is doing this. Why? Because that vision is for an appointed time. Are we together? All right. Now, that vision is going to come about in the future. Are we together? Abi now. If you're with me, shout hallelujah. Cool. That vision is going to come in the future. Huh? Now, that vision itself is going to work out or work itself out. Meaning that because the vision is the word of God, right? It's going to work itself out. And when the time is ready, it will come. Huh? Now, for that vision to come to pass, there has to be two things. There has to be a receiving of the vision. Are we together? Are we together? Right? There has to be a receiving of the vision, and there has to be a writing down of the vision. Are we together? Right? Now, why is the writing down important? The writing down is important to serve as a reminder. Huh? When he says that he may run that reads it, what it's kind of like saying in a practical sense is that when it's looking like life is not working, when you see it again, new energy will enter you. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, there has to be two things, right? And that vision is for an appointed time. So, what it's saying is that in order for you to see a manifestation, there has to be an appointment. Are we together? Are we together? You see, many people, the reason why their life is scattered is that there's no appointment. Huh? When you enter into your old age, there is no appointment. What you want to do in the heavens, it does not exist. Let me explain what I'm saying. Now you are telling people, come and serve God, come and serve God. There are people in your generation that are doing as if they are not hearing what we are saying. Are we together? Yeah? There are people even in this church. I will tell them, come to church. Come on Saturday. We'll see they are walking. Praise God. Are we together? What would they say? What would they say? They are walking. Now, physically, right? You can be making money now. Are we together? But you see, the question is making money to what end? Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? Making money, what is going to happen in the future is as a result of the vision that we have seen. So making any 50,000 naira or any 100,000 naira is not a life vision. If it's a life vision, they should just kill me now. Praise God. May your life not be that you made 150,000 naira. Eh? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So you see, you will be telling people now, come to church. Maybe you might do evangelism. You know, there are people now that you are seeing on the street. Maybe you talk to them every day. Okay, come to church. They are doing as if, you know, they are running away from you. How many of you understand? Now, you see, those same people now, when they go to another church 30 years into the future, you know, they'll start saying, I've been struggling so much in life, you know, I've been doing this, my life is like that, you know. You won't know that actually what is happening is that you are reaping what you sowed. Are we together? Are we together? As I may, I don't pity drug addicts on the streets. Because I'm telling you the truth, many people on the streets who are saying, oh, Nobody took me to school is a lie. It's a lie. When they were 12, somebody came to their school and said, you know, the way we went to Basfast for one yesterday, someone came to and said, you see, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. But they were laughing. Are we together? Now, the reason why they feel justified is because that person that came to Basfafwa to talk, he was talking simple things. They think that God was not talking because an angel did not appear to them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. They think that because somebody gave them flyer, you know those flyers all of us throws away, nobody reads it. They think that that thing that is so simple like that, that God was not involved. They are waiting for prophets. So now when people have scattered their life now, they will now start, hey, I need deliverance. Praise God. But that will not be a portion in Jesus' name. But it's not just amen. The way you will not make it be a portion is to not despise. Bible says, don't despise the days of little or small beginnings. Are we together? Huh? Don't despise the days of little beginnings. God's things always start small. Huh? What did I say? Because God is a builder. God is a farmer. God will always start work with seed. God doesn't do the only man, the only person that came full was a catastrophe. And that's Adam. You know, Adam did not grow. God created Adam a man. And that was the reason why he fell. Do you understand? Because Adam was a man, but actually in his soul, he was still like a baby. So God does not do that. God does not try that thing again. God always starts with seed. Eh? God always starts with seed. What did I say? He always starts with seed. Is his way. Is how he likes his thing. That's why there's nothing the Holy Spirit is telling you to do that is a small thing. You get? Everything is linked. You now, you would think that for you to be somebody that I've worked with God, you know, it'd be like the Holy Spirit has told me, pack your bag and move to Ibadan. You know, that's what you're thinking. That's what God does not like men. Our way is different from His way. You get to God, eh? To God, eh? Go and sweep your room. It's the same thing as go and cut your neck. Are you with me? Are you with me? Huh? Go and sweep your room. It's the same thing as go and cut your neck. The two are not different. Amen. And so if you cannot obey God in little things, you will not obey God in the things that to you are big. If you want me, shout hallelujah. So I want you to, Demi, are you with us? So I want you to simplify your life. Go back to the basics. Huh? The things that Pemi spoke about today and the things that Mr. Remo spoke about today, you know, go back to the basics. Even me myself, I wish I can just open this guy's head now and just pour the thing inside. You get? But even myself, I'm frustrated because I know that's not the way. You understand? That's not the way. You have to watch everybody. You see, people will be choosing the one they want. I'm like, okay, well, the Lord is with us. You get? Even with myself, I get your frustration. I feel it more than you. You know, I wish you can just grow in 2 months. I'm telling the truth. I wish. That's how I wish it is. You get? But God is not like me. You understand? So please, don't despise simple things. You know, don't despise simple setups, atmospheres, churches even, you know. Don't be a razzmatazz person. Are we together? Be a solid person. Yeah, a solid person is a doer of the word of God. Who is a solid person? A doer of the word of God. That's a solid person. You get? The doer of the word of God. A solid person will go back and listen to the message again. You get? That's what a solid person is. A solid person will prioritize doing the word of God. Get a solid person will pray. You know, pray and say, God, I really want these things. You know, this is really what I want to do. You get. So who wants to be a solid Christian? Good. Let me say, I want to be a solid Christian. So can we say thank you to Pemi once again? You know, she spoke about how we are the masterpiece of God. And God has an expectation. You know? You know, God has an expectation. And, you know, the meaning of life is really just to please God. You get? We can simplify your life. It takes a while to get there, but if you can, you've achieved something great in life. It's to please God. There's nothing outside. Amen. There's nothing. You know, people are with. You know, people are not doing anything. Do you know? Do you know that people are not doing anything? There's no. Without God, life is meaningless. Eh? There's nothing. As in, this world is so strange. You can come and say that now. Come on. This world is so scary. People are not doing anything. You understand? That you are seeing bus in Lagos, you know, activity is nothing. Amen. Are we together? God has to save mankind, though. I tell you the truth. That's why I need to keep on preaching this Bible. Nothing. Like, there's nothing. There's nothing that people are doing. People don't have objective in life. Yeah? People don't have objective in life. But they tell people, what's your objective in life? But start asking people, adults, what do you want to achieve with this your life? The things you hear will shock you. Just that people don't like talking about it. Because everybody just assumes that we're all doing something. And you start asking people, what do you want to do with your life? The things you hear will shock you. You'd be scared. You know? Someone can come and say, I want to use my life to build house. Of course, you're quiet because you don't understand that it's not, there's nothing in building house. You build houses, but there's nothing in building house. You know the amount of old people now that will eventually leave their house to go and live in a small room. Huh? Meaning you build like three houses. All your children, oh, Japa, they're down, we're going to live in their own house. It will not be only you in this big house. And I say, oh boy. In old age, you will not go and move back to one bedroom, self-contained. Eh? You will not just, the house, maybe you're... And that's what your whole life was. So people are not doing anything, though. People are not doing anything. So our aim is that we will not be what I ordered versus what I got to Jesus. Are we together? Are we together? You know, we'll continue looking at it next week. You know, there's crown for us. There's crown, there's crown. I hope you know there's okay, you don't know, so I'll tell you. I'll tell you. It is good. It's good that I'm going to be the first person to teach you this thing. I feel proud of myself. You know, there's crown. You know, Kingsley, now you wear crown. You know, you wear crown. Amen. You know, when you don't know that God has expectation of you, you will be like Esau. You know, meaning you will sell your birthright for porridge. Amen. So don't laugh at Esau. Huh? Many people sell their birthright for lesser than porridge. Hallelujah. Are we together? Do you believe me? When I said that many people sell their birthright for lesser than porridge. You don't believe me? I can give you an example. You don't want me to give you an example? You don't want me to give you an example? I should give you an example. I don't know, I don't want to give you adult example. I don't want to give you... Why does a Yahoo boy steal money? What does he want to use the money to do? Huh? To buy Benz. Okay. What else? To buy clothes. Okay. What else? Chop life. And like, what's tangible thing? To buy phone. Okay. Phone, Abby. Okay. Any other thing? To eat whatever you want when you want. Okay. Any other thing? To party. Okay. Cool. Any other thing? build house. Okay. They always build house like that. I don't really see them. But at least Elisha agree. Huh? To be accepted by their peers. Okay. Is that rain? Wow. I should be happy now. This heat would reduce. Any other reason? Girlfriend, okay. To attract women, Abi. So this is why your boy is a your boy. Abi now, okay. Why do girls date your boys? Eh? What? No, let the girls talk. You guys can't be talking. Let the girls talk. Huh? To buy wig. Okay. It's true now. Hey. I mean, hey. Okay. Now, if you are. Now, of course, you're not going to. A young boy is not going to buy hair for you just for free. I mean, okay. So if you are in a desert and you see porridge and bone straight, and you're going to be in this desert for the next 10 days, you know, and they say, I'll be giving you porridge once a day, or I'll be giving you one bone straight once a day. I mean, now, you know, the implication is that, let me just ask, you know, which one would you choose? Some people choose bone straight. Which one would you choose? In the desert now, eh? Now, you choose porridge, Abi. But some people can choose bone straight because people are choosing bone straight. That's where I'm going to eventually. But the point is that in that situation, food is more valuable than some things. You get. Now, you know, the situation that Esau was in, he said, I'm hungry to the point of death. You get, right? So even though food is meaningless, food still has more value than some things, you know. Like now that you wouldn't know because you're not the one feeding yourself. What your parents are doing now in this current economy is that some things are dropping so that food can remain. You get my point? All right. As per your budgeting of your house and everything. So, yeah. So the point is that a woman that will sleep with a man for hair is actually worse than Esau. Are we together? Now, it doesn't matter because value is in the eye, which is the point. The point is that if people can kill for Biro, do you understand what I'm saying? Barrel is nonsense, but if you see barrel as valuable, you can kill for it. So anyway, so my point is that there's no depth that a human being can't go to. You get? That's what happens when, you know, you don't want to meet the expectation of God. That's what happens. Where are the announcements? Let me close this thing. Can you bring my phone? So that's what happens when you don't meets expectations. Thank you very much. Are we together? That's what happens when you don't meet, when you have no desire to be beautified by God. You know? Amen. And can I just say this thing? Let me just say something, because it's important that we say it. Is today your first time? Okay. Why is it? It's like even better for, I think there's biscuit for first time. I just said. let me say this thing, so that it's very important I say this. You see, God is not like your father. Are we together? God is way better than, I mean, your physical father. You get. My daughter now, to me now, to her now, like the major person, but eventually she will understand that God is far better than me. You understand? Right? No human being can compare to God. And ultimately, God is good. Are you hearing me? What did I say? God is good. And your best imagination of your life cannot compare to God's plans for you. Are you with me? So, if God wants to shape you into something, you should allow Him shape you into what He wants to shape you into. Because that is going to be a marvel when He's done. Are you with me? The challenge is our nature of rebellion. We are rebellious by nature. We don't like God's ways. We get, that's the challenge we get. But through the Holy Spirit, we can submit ourselves to the process of God. And then God can shape us and mold us and transform us. Are we together? So there's nobody that follows God and regrets. Anybody that regrets following God has left Him since. You understand? Think of the Christian that in your mind is suffering. Maybe a Christian in prison. Genuine, I don't mean fake. You know, there's fake persecution. Maybe you want to go and steal money. You know, yes, that's fake persecution. I mean genuine persecution. Right? For the sake of the gospel, you are in prison. I tell you the truth, that guy does not want to be pitied. Are we together? That's how they all are. The genuine ones, I don't mean fake persecution. You know. They'll be the ones praying for the security guard. Right, because as he is like that, he's enjoying his life. Also, with the Christian that has been sent as a missionary to the place that is not sexy. In all of us, we are sexy. When we think of God send us, you know, even in Israel, they were saying God send us. And what we are thinking is Europe and Canada. And that's where they sent. You know? You prefer if that it would be Finland to Pakistan, you know, that kind of thing, right? Even the one that I sent to the worst place that you can imagine, you know, the person is not saying, oh, God, you know, why are you sending this one to Germany? Me, you're sending me to Sokoto. Do you hate me? You get people that work with God don't think that way. They're happy. Because they are doing the will of God. You get? And so, you should allow God mold you into your perception of what is value, what is good, what is bad. That's what's wrong. You understand? We human beings, we have a twisted perception of reality. Are we together? So allow God mold you Huh? One way you know that you're not receiving molding is if the people around you are complaining too much. Amen. Huh? If the people around you are complaining too much, you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to do enough work in you. The people around you should not be complaining too much. We get. They shouldn't be complaining at all, ideally, but you know, human beings are, nobody's perfect. You have mistakes here and there. But if the complaint is too much every day, you know, then there's a problem that needs to be fixed. We get. And then Mr. Ramon was talking about the sight of God. Everyone say the sight of God. You know? I was so happy when I was hearing that word. You know, the sight of God. You need to see what God sees for your life. That's what will make the difference. We get. That's what will make the difference. For a human being, typically for a human being to change their life, let me use a physical example. You know, Mulwe, no Mulwe now, Danfo, the normal buses now, yellow buses, they are terrible, Abi. Abi, no, uncomfortable, you know, it's like, this sardine box, you know. Now, you know that the reason why they're like that is not because the main reason why they're like that is because that's the level of imagination that we have as a society. Are we together? Meaning, when we say let us do transportation for citizens, that's the best we can think of. Are you with me? Now, one thing that always happens in this Lagos state is that whenever they buy new BRT buses, for the first 1 year, the AC is working. By second and third year, they begin to turn to downfall slowly. Amen. Are we together? Because the imagination level cannot go beyond that. For that's the level. Everything must come down to the level. You get my point? Right. So, there are typically two ways. One is the way of God. The other is the way of men. When a man wants to change his life, what he will do is that he will try and change his environment. So maybe that's what we always say. For instance, now a lot of us as Nigerians, when we pray for God to bless us, we don't really know what we are asking God for. All of us as a country, when we say God bless me, I guess Henry, we typically don't know what we are asking God for because we don't know. There's not that much prosperity in Nigeria. But there are rich people in Nigeria, but there's not that much prosperity in Nigeria. Again. So when we are saying, God bless me, what we're imagining is, God, give me money to buy a Jeep so that I'll use the road portal won't affect me like that. Again, but that's not prosperity. Prosperity is that the road is good. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So typically, when you travel out of the country and you see a society that is working, most Nigerians then understand, okay, this is what prosperity is, Abi. So then that's when they start praying for God to prosper me, it's not different. What they're imagining is different. It's something that always happens. Right? That's why it's good to travel out of Nigeria. Really, it's good. It's good. This country is not, you know, on that issue of prosperity, but not there at all. So that's the way men usually change. You change your environment, you change what you are seeing. You know, that's why many people like, as the carnal way of advancing in the world is that you change your friends. They get, you network up. So if I network up, I'll leave you people's level. You people are no longer on my level. I'll be networking up, you know, that kind of thing. That's the carnal way. God's way is different, but it's part of that way in God's way. But the main way that God changes us is that he gives us vision. Are we together? That one is more powerful because vision is internal, is an internal machine. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's an internal machine. It's just in you, and it just always bubbles. Now, when you have it, one of the things that will happen is that you then try and look for the human beings that look like it. Even though it might not be so clear of this is how I want my life to be, but you will look like the human beings that look like it. Are we together? Then that's other issue of what I was talking about physically changing atmosphere. It can then begin to impact in a godly way. Are you guys understanding what I'm saying? Please stay with me. I'm saying something important. It gets, if I'm talking to like one or two people, say, just that I'm saying it in a very random way. So when you get vision, it begins to work inside of you. And so you need to get vision. The primary way to get vision is to go, especially in this time, is to make it an issue between you and God, how your life is going to be. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Make it an issue between you and God. You see, God is a very structured person. God has rules of engagement. But we're not talking about that today. But God has appointment time, seasons. He has all those kind of things. And so God, when you're going to meet God, it's like you're going to meet a king or a governor. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's not like that's part of the drawback of my daddy gospel. It's not really, God is your father, he loves you and all that kind of thing, but there are some things that it's not just that you would just kick the door and say, "Daddy, I'm here, oh yeah, come and give me this thing." It's not really like that. It gets, can slap you and you then go back to the parlor. Don't it gets. In this way, your life, your destiny, all those kind of things, you are dealing more with the governor king type of God than the my daddy type. Are you with me? So it takes you need to humble yourself and say, "God, please, this is now the issue. Answer me. So you go to God in prayer. That's really what I'm going to. As a young person, you say, "God, use my life." You know, you pray those kinds of prayers. Those are very powerful prayers to pray when you are young. When it says, "Remember your Creator in the day of your days," is this kind of thing it's talking about? Right? Because many people use their youth stage for enjoyment, going for parties, that kind of thing. But when you can still remember God, even though you want to be excited, it's very powerful. God respects it a lot. So you go to God. Are you guys listening to me? Okay. And I'll give you simple instructions. So you go to God and then you table the matter. I say, "God, this is my life. Use it." Why? Because one of the engagements of God is that God must have his way. Are you with me? I'm teaching you how to pray. When you want to, if you want God, there's the Holy Spirit, there's Jesus, there's God. There are three different people. What I'm talking about is a God issue. It's not a Holy Spirit issue. Are you with me? You can negotiate with the Holy Spirit. with God, they don't negotiate. God talks, it is done. You get my point? All right? So, whenever you want to enter, and there are things that God does that the Holy Spirit does not do. Are you with me? For instance, now, calling in ministry is Jesus that calls people. The Holy Spirit does not call people. Eh? Gift of the Spirit is the Holy Spirit that gives people. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are different people. They have different areas that they operate in. Now, when you are dealing with God, the way to... When you are dealing, you know, for instance, when you are dealing with the Holy Spirit, you know, at times the Holy Spirit can be like, do this thing. Like, I'm not going to do it now. I'm not going. You know that thing now where you're like, you're struggling. Maybe you didn't do it or you did half. You know that kind of thing now. God is not like that. If you want God to appear, it is 100% alignment. He doesn't like... If you are still thinking, if you are not here 100%, if you are 98%, he won't show. Are you with me? So, are you guys listening to what I'm saying? I'm teaching you how to pray to God, right? So when it's God, you have to present it from his will. That's how you catch his attention. Because that's the only thing he's concerned about. My will be done. You get my point, right? So we got there's no too much creativity. Is the one they give you that you think. So when you are praying, you pray it like this: God, use me. Eh? Let your will be done in my life. I dedicate my life to you. That's the one that God hears. It's not the one that you are thinking. Oh God, I want to be a rich businessman. Come and bless. That's not, he doesn't hear those ones. Are you with me? So, you will bring the will of God into it. And then you will engage him. Eventually, you will begin to receive download. Praise God. Eventually, you begin to receive download. Maybe I'll teach it in a more expansive way later on. But please, you should do it, though. I won't talk more than that. You should do it. Even, what's her name? Chinedu, yeah. I've forgotten. You should do it, though. Because, man, I won't talk more than that. Amen. If you're happy, have I bored you? I clearly have bored you because. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God. We thank God. So please do it though. If you can understand what I'm saying. Then that probably means you're old enough. I know some of you are not old enough. Some of you are probably, or let me not discount anyone. But if you can understand what I'm saying, you have to do it. Don't just be passionate about life. You get. It's unwise. Huh? Are we together? Zeal does not bring the will of God. If for instance now you're coming from a broken home and you have a strong desire that my home will not be broken, it doesn't mean you can divorce. In fact, your divorce can even be worse than your parents' home, because it's power that they use to do things in life. Amen. All right, so